Nathan Kutu is the operation manager of ADCO Electric, based in Fort McMurray. He joins us on the line today. Nathan, thank you very much for joining us. Just as an icebreaker, please, the seeding season and farmers are getting in the field in the next little while. Comments, please, on the fact that we need to apply the simple message of look up or look before you dig.
Yeah, absolutely, Keith. Thank you so much for having me. So, yeah, currently ADCO is launching its 2025 Farm Safety Campaign with the current slogan, Stop, Look Up, Live. Utility power lines are all around us, Keith, and as you know, they're an essential part of our daily life as we all rely on electricity. Whether it's doing your laundry, washing your dishes, charging our cell phones, and even some people are charging their cars right now, it's a simple message that we at ADCO want to get across to the public. You know, when you're using tall machinery around our overhead power lines, stop, look up, and live. You know what's above, and we want to bring that awareness to the public as the agricultural season is kicking off here in 2025.
Nathan, farmers are busy or getting prepared to be busy in the next little while, could be an early start. In your mind, how much do you think we take it for granted that the lines could be nearby?
Today, Keith, we're all busy with everything going on. We're running kids to sports. We're planting crops. We're finding time to connect with family and friends. We got a lot on our mind right now. And in my industry, we've all heard the line, I knew that power line was there. I just didn't see it. Or I knew that power line was there. I just didn't think I would hit it. And you know, at the end of the day, we all need to slow down, be mindful of our surroundings. Because when it comes to working around electricity, it can have serious consequences, even fatalities. And all this can actually be avoided. Because when it comes to working around electricity, we can have life-changing events that impact our families, our communities, and industries, leaving a lasting effects for years. You know, a personal experience of mine is when I was younger, I had a friend that lost a family member to an overhead auger hitting a power line. I've seen firsthand what it does to a family, a friend, and how it impacts the community. And here at ACO, we don't want to see this happen to anybody, whether it's our employees, the public, anybody in the agricultural section. We don't want anybody getting hurt around our infrastructure.
Yeah, Nathan, that's a good point you bring up here. Unfortunately, injuries are more common than we think, and the stats back it up. I ask quite simply, Nathan, how staggering are the statistics as far as injuries are concerned?
Keith, we've had 514 overhead power line contacts reported in 2024, and this is marking a 22% increase from 2023. ACO alone had 78 incidents to date in the Peace River region, and about half those incidents are all farm-related. And on average, we're seeing around 100 contacts with our lines per year, so this means we're seeing an increasing number of incidents every year. And I think we've seen that since 2013, the overhead line contacts are continuing to increase every year, which as an electrical utility is very concerning. You know, that's why ACO and seven other electrical utilities across the province have partnered with utility safety partners to develop a web-based application to display overhead power line information, where we want to improve public awareness and give the public planning opportunities and tools to make planning routes around overhead power lines more effective.
I also asked Nathan, as part of this question, how much do we underestimate the power of the lines?
You know, Keith, I'm not sure it's that we underestimate the power of the lines as much as that we get comfortable working around them. We get up, we get our coffee, we go out, we go to our work site, we go out to our field. We kind of just fall into this routine, right? And that's where we get a little bit complacent. But when we're working around electrical infrastructures, there's four ways people can be safe around it. You know, check your equipment height, especially if it's higher than 4.1 meters. You should be calling us saying, hey, I kind of need ACO or one of the utilities out there to come measure this line for us. Because as I'm sure we've all noticed, farm equipment continues to grow in size. It's doubled in height since the 1950s, and it just continues to get bigger. Even combines and everything, they just continue to grow, right, Keith? But the height of the power lines haven't increased by the same rate. So some options you can do is update your GPS, you know, reconsider your route. Maybe there's a better way to cross into your field or cross under these lines. And if there's any questions or you require height measurements, you can call ACCO. We're always keen to come out and help people in these situations. Another way to really look at staying safe around power lines is to stay 7 meters away from power lines whenever you can. You know, keep in mind, when you're operating your augers, air seeders, combines, tractors, just keep that 7 meter mindset and you'll continue to be safe. You know, even when you're stacking and storing grain bins or bales, just maintain 7 meters at all times. You know, when a overhead down power line are noticed, whether it's on your property, whether it's on a back road, stay 10 meters away at all times. Call 911, call ACCO Electric's 24-hour emergency line. We're there to help the public. We're there to help make it safe, you know, restore the power, and clean up any of these hazards that might be there. And as you mentioned, I think, earlier in the interview, the click before you dig or call before you dig campaign. Utilities are closer to the surface than you actually think they are, Keith. But before digging or driving posts into the ground, you know, just know that ACCO has underground electric and gas infrastructure in this area. And if you have concerns, you can always call Alberta One Call to request underground locates. And this is just really going to help you bring that safety mindset and ensure that if you have to do work in that area, you're not doing it where there is underground infrastructure.
Heading into the agriculture season for 2025, I guess the bottom line, the simple message is that safety for everybody is the biggest priority. Am I correct in that statement?
Absolutely, Keith. Safety is one of ACCO's core values. We've adopted the mindset at ACCO, it's safety first always. We're committed to ensuring our employees and the public go home safely to their families every night. Because if someone doesn't, as I discussed earlier, that has lasting impacts on industries, communities, and families. And we want to avoid that at all costs because you can't put a price on someone's life.
Nathan Kutu is the operations manager for ATCO Electric, based in Fort McMurray. Nathan, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
No, thank you so much for having me, Keith. And, you know, to all the farmers out there, let's have a safe 2025 agricultural season.